T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blessed greetings and love. Rankin Joe, welcome to Bob Radio. How are you doing?
Yeah, greetings and blessings to all the Massive One crew, man. Team. Yeah, it's an honor to be here. You know, that's the far I live, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, Rankin Joe is a veteran among veterans, a legend among legends. He's been doing reggae music since how long you been doing reggae music? How did you get involved in reggae music? Did your dad have a sound system? Or did you get involved in the church? You have an instrument? Somebody had an instrument laying around? What happened? How did you get involved in music?
Well, I get involved by, you know, the inspiration of the Most High, you know, Jah Rastafari. In the early days, you know, listening to elder artists was before, you know, man like, you know, Ryan, you know, okay, people like that, and Ryan, and Denzel Capone, and Scotty, and even Billings, and you name it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And in the DJ field, and singers like Clint Smith, and the group Empire Gangs, and John Wilson, all those great singers, so.
Okay.
But to get to that, it's like, my father now, he loved to play domino tournament, and he loved music, so he and his domino friends and would meet like club to club versus club.
Okay.
And they would string up sound system and do things like that, and you know what I mean?
Okay.
Play music at the time.
And you would go to the tournaments. You would go to the tournaments with
him. I would go to in the day and take in the vibes, because you have children alone in the day and up to a certain time then.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But my father have a personal amplifier and turntable at home where he bought, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so he bought that with a lot of selection from the person, so
okay, I get beautiful, love it.
Exercise those selection,
okay.
And but he loved to play a lot of jazz music from your studio one and all those,
okay.
Jazz,
beautiful.
So when he went to work, I would like to try to play some records and things like that. And
okay,
but he didn't have a microphone, so at the time, my friend was like using a telephone receiver. And you could put it in the input where the mic stage, and then you could talk to it, and it comes through as a mic, you know?
Oh, wow, how awesome.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
What years
were these, and how old were you?
Yeah, that time we had both in 13, 14, and the family, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 13, 14 years old, okay.
Yeah.
So you're at home with a turntable by yourself. You have your telephone hooked up to your sound system. So you start chatting.
And then people would get around outside and they say, wow, and they just say, hey, and you know, it'll just drive talking and like rhyming and you know stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
And in the music, like, oh, you know, you'd see other previous DJ before, like you,
You definitely have a kind of little U-Roy style with you, definitely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So when he says your father is coming, now you have to run and play. Like that, you know?
Right.
You know, you live in that community where you have one TV and everybody will come to crowd you.
Yeah.
You have to watch the one TV, you know, something like that, you know what I mean? You're not like it. Everybody have a television in those days, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, so those times we catch our practice. And so, Studio One now, we have a lot of, like, at that time, as like a double P. And things like that now. So, we would practice certain rhythm on the double P and the steam on the double P, you know? When I say double P, there's, like no vocal on it.
Just the version. No vocals, just the instrumental.
And dub. you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And all those stuff. An African dub from Joe Gibson, you know? So, yeah. as an artist, you practice on those things, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I agree to create my style, because I see that Ira and those DJ before, they have certain style, like a trademark. Like
yeah, signature, yeah.
A signature, so I say, wow, so I start to practice on different things. But my signature didn't come until one night when I was just playing the sound system live, and then my selector just grew. He make a mistake and turn on that fader.
Uh-huh.
And I was still DJing and people were still dancing. And when I realized that, I was so astonished, but I didn't stop to cast nothing. I just continued. But then he realized and he pushed up back and he come up back on time and on the beat.
Uh-huh.
And the whole place was mashed up. So we started eating more. Different time, like a one jar, like a one job thing, and some of the things. So in between the time and between the lyrics, I would have like little bump and try to create something to keep it, you know,
keep it going.
Yes, so I developed my little bit, and you know what I mean.
Yeah. So Josh Grew was your selector.
Yeah, Josh Grew, you know, time one. You know, see, Josh Grew produced Barrington Levy, because I'm going to produce a lot of songs. Things together and music together before you won the moment as time went. Okay. Because, you know, so, and we were selected. One of the greatest combinations in sound system history, Jack Rankin, Joe, and Jack School. And we started off and very symbolic, and we go to King Sturgeon, and we go to Emperor Fade, we go to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like what you do, that time you have like Danny Dredd and Nico Lemos and Rankin, then you have Brigadier and Ilawi, you know, every song.
Yeah, from Ja Love.
Resident DJ with a selector, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you were the stable leader for Time One. You and Josh Grew ran the place for a while.
Yeah. For Ray Symbolic and for King Sterling, and the song system, we was the main, you know?
Right. How awesome. So
you have the guest DJ will pass you when the sound is playing, you know, like Andre I and those guys, and mm-hmm. the gentleman, friend people, and Trinity and Captain Masterman, you know, you name it, you know.
Yeah, Ringo and
all those little people, you know.
Sasha
Frass, he did a Black Scorpio, and then he bring General Trees and like that, you know. So. And Echo Manor. So you have ever shown of a resident DJ.
Right.
Ranger used to be on there, you know.
Those were amazing times. That was
used to be on Virgo. So those were times though when sound system clashed against sound system now. Mm-hmm. And the better selection tell and the better quality sound system tell and the better lyrics tell and people go like one for one, round to round.
Yeah.
But those days people just make lyrics and rhyming up against song names and DJ names, and it was fun, and that, you know, killing thing. And,
yeah. Fun. Family clash.
Yeah. You might win tonight, I lose tonight, and next week you win again. And,
but sometimes it got serious. Sometimes selectors didn't really like each other and stuff like that.
But I guess just like today, like when people start telling people about their mother and some personality. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not cool.
It was just fun. I'm like, boy, I would draw that you on the point, and so on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll get back into sound system, but sound system was it. I mean, in Jamaica, that's where a lot of people went to. Stage shows were happening too, but sound system was an everyday
sound
thing.
Sound system was for the people, poor people.
Yeah.
And for the people, the vice of the people, sound system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Prince Buster them do it, and Prince Buster them do it, and create that, and them thing there, and you have Sir Fox, and I have Joe Creed, and all those people. And you know, keep talking
about
a lot of
things,
you know, but sound system where people and youth and people, other people couldn't go to into the club uptown because the band is the play uptown in some clubs and
yeah.
or some second, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when a little man now couldn't keep a dance with a band couple right. of times because the band costs X amount of members in the band and costs so much for the...
For the band. It's expensive, more expensive.
They would take breaks and take breaks and cost them more money. The sound system now, I'm on the smaller sound. You as a selector
right.
And play. And then it start to get more effective in the communities, and people start to like those use the sound system, keep function where they could maintain, you know, sending their kids to school.
Yeah. And then sound systems could
And then people who say, like the cane, peanut man, the cane man, and orange man, and the people selling their food outside. So everybody make a living from that.
Yeah,
one
had its own. It had its own economy and its own vibration, and it was. The golden era of sound system right then when you were involved in it. And then you kept recording music and sometime the music changed and you decided to step away from the music. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
No, we keep recording music because the sound system gives vibes to record music, and when you go there to exercise the lyrics and create the lyrics spontaneously on the sound system because the reaction of the people and the crowd, you know what I mean?
Right. So freestyle.
And what's happening in the dance or what's happening in the community or the government system or whatever in the country or overseas.
Yeah.
So it was more like a person who to educate the people in my to bring that to the forefront.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, I'm hearing that and I understand that. What I'm saying is, you and your career, you kept recording music, but there was a little time there in the 90s where you stepped back, and we were talking about that, and you said the music had changed, and I want you to let the people know what your feelings were about that.
Yeah, the music has changed. So ever since the sling thing coming with Wayne Smith and King, and the music has changed, and a lot of people started to copy that style of music and a digital thing, and some of it was just sound real to me, like just one person trying to play everything. Mm-hmm. And didn't have a certain feel until the real musician them started to put their input in it. Put it like they're playing the real drum and put it that input and sample things, and it started to get a bit more, you know, see it?
Yeah.
More natural and thing like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the music started to resurface back again to the forefront.
Yeah.
Like that, you know?
Yeah, so
within that time, just the live shows out the dance side thing in Europe, in between USA. And in London and different places like that, you know?
Right.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, the music did change. It did go digital for a while, and then when it got analog again, you started recording again. And then, you know, I started seeing you start touring a lot in, early 2000s and even late 90s. We saw you come out and start doing a lot of stage shows. And
yeah, because to link up with Mikey Jack, one of the icon of New York, and thing, he advised me to come to New York. So when I was on tour in 1980 in England, you get a visa in the rankings run through, and we went to New York, you know what I mean? And started playing a sound system named Papa Mook.
Okay.
And we play again. Great sound system like African Love, Downbeat, and Sons Junior, and Sir Tommy's, and the whole works, and recreate our vibes over there and create, and build the whole thing that we could have different arts leave Jamaican come, you know?
Right.
Sound system, dance art thing. So that's where it all developed, you know? Because they was doing their thing before.
Right.
I might and Sister Carol and those people, you know? But when we go there, you know, we set the pace for Sammy Dredd and Lorraine's and different people to come along and, you know?
Yeah, Michael Palmer and the whole bunch of them.
People start to come now and then bring it here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, New York definitely set up a little base of old school DJs and singers.
Yeah.
I know, like you said, Brigadier Jerry's there, Mr. Nancy, Johnny Osborne.
A whole bunch of them. Yeah, great producer there like John Life and you have Witty Music Master, and you have H&F Studios, Philip Smart, and
Superpower, all kinds of
records, one of the greatest record store, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know?
Yeah.
It was a different world with the country situation by.
So you moved to New York, and then you use New York as a spring base to create the culture, make a new platform, and then From there on, I see you touring with sound systems in Brazil, in Mexico City. I see you in England. I hear people playing your dub plates in big dub arenas.
Because you know, England, we have to give credit to England, hats off to England, because England was the first place I toured in 1980, and it was done by Errol Dungley, one of the foundation singers out of Jamaica.
Okay.
Because he met me when I was playing a dance for Bonnie Wailers, Dallas, St. Thomas, and he said, I'm going to take you to a tour, and I really, you know. It's gonna happen, but it did happen. So the first song system to leave to go to London in 1980 was Ray Symbolic, Ranking Toronto School, and the boss himself. So we take along like the dub plates and the amplifiers, and we go over there and meet a guy named Stafford.
Okay.
And we play on the boxes, and we create a lot of storm and create history, and enter on big program like David Radigan, and you know what I mean, and the news front of newspaper and the Echoes magazine and history and things like, because they never see people play selection like that and artists perform like that, because when we are a certain time for the dance to done, I was still talking and like things coming on, and because you know, see, in Jamaica we talk from 6 o'clock in the evening or 8 o'clock in the evening to the next morning. So
Yeah, man. So for real.
So they say I am the bionic, you know?
yeah, the bionic DJ, for real, man. Ranking Joe, man.
Yeah. So and the sound system was Ray Symbolic, and we call it the bionic because of the TV show, $6 million a month, Steve Austin, the bionic. You know?
Yeah. The $6 million man.
I even work on those with like the bionic, you know. So
yeah, you do.
So London now create that thing. So after a while, I link up with Steve Barrow, Dominic, you know.
Okay.
The Blowing Fire crew, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We generally high power, you know.
Okay.
My man and things like that. We link up with Hugh Brown, Joseph Cotton, Dillinger, Trinity, then Sarkapone. So it was like a dream team, and we took the sound system to a next level where it never been like that in Europe, like Paris and all over Europe. We tour all over Europe and all over, you know?
Oh, right. Awesome.
And the United States back in early California, back in the days, you know?
Wow.
You
know? Wow. So you really are a pioneer and front runner of sound system all over the world.
Yeah, so I say, like, you know, the sound system, you know, see, is the blood and fire sound system, which carries the same name as the record company, which Steve Barrow and you know, Dominic, you know.
Okay.
They put it together and start release like vintage stuff, rare vintage stuff, and things like that, because it's a division, like Simple Reds, you know, that big singer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We sponsor that. So we take the sound system level to a different level where we become like the famous sound system and sound system award for Europe, you know.
Yeah.
Like that, you know.
Yeah.
We tour all over Europe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when we set up over Europe, people was wondering what's going on. We don't see a band. So how this gonna work? And when we start their sound system, they don't miss a band. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
it was getting great performance from Joseph Cotton, Brown, Trinity. Yeah, Dillinger, Sarkapone.
Original Jamaican style in England on a big sound system. Crazy.
Yeah. General Lee, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so we take that around for 2-3 years, well before everything, people could understand the whole thing about sound system, that a lot of sound system birthed from that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And the next thing again, when I went to England, the sound system man and used to just play the sound and play some exclusive dub and turn it back to the crowd. That's how they set up the sound, the sound. And when we go, we turn our face to the audience, and so they were getting a live show plus sound system.
Right.
So it created a different thing.
Right, it's a whole different vibe.
And then now...
Okay, I think it stopped. Okay, so now...
So you guys were
giving a show to the crowd. You're turning your face in the crowd instead of the selector playing music just for the vibe right there. You were actually giving a show with the sound system.
Yeah. So it creates a whole new different strength, you know what I mean? Because they used to have their back turned to the people, them, and just string up the big amplifier and just put in the bass and just talk one time on a mic, like a rewind, and, like a rewind fast start. That's how it comes from his studio, and they put up at the mic.
So you really changed the culture.
Rhythm, vocal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you guys really, like, opened the culture and innovated the culture.
Yeah, and that's where the fast talking comes, because I normally fast talk on a normal basic. So sometimes I have to cut down to let some people kind of get to understand when I stop.
Right.
Because it's a man, what did you say? And then I fly past them so fast. So because I'm originally from Uri, because Uri is a man talk fast. So
Yeah.
So that's where in London now. In London, we have this youth now. And that tour, you have a lot of fast talking.
Tip of Irie is one of them. Papa San is another fast rapper too.
Yeah.
And you influenced artists in Jamaica and in England. Yeah.
Because Papa San and Newton and Titchy and all those people, that's my people, and my people, and Bourbon and them.
Yeah.
And Liquor Channel, and Charlie Chaplin is my student too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who are the mic? And a one-to-one basic, when him just have one lyric to make it
awesome.
And those people. So you finally know when the new birth of these them starts to spring in London now, like Smiley Culture and all those guys, and you
Saxon and
Saxon and the whole thing now, it's become a different level and thing, because they flip it and switch it on. Backward and forward with certain words and play around. That's why one of the great DJ now, who's my son, my DJ son, is Daddy Freddy, you know?
Okay, yeah.
That Freddy was the person now at that time to break it into international now, take it to the international, universal border now. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daddy Freddy, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so right now it's Daddy Freddy, Black Oak J, and you know.
Yeah,
and the crew.
Blackout J.A. is rough. Blackout J.A. is rough, man. He's wicked. Yeah. I like Scaramucci. Scaramucci's rough.
Yeah, but I'm the next DJ, Rough Dragon, and General Levy. You see what I'm saying?
There's some wicked, there's some amazing sound system DJs
General
right
Levy, because at the time, Doug Vendor was putting all that out of those English releases, you know what I mean?
Yes. We're getting a lot of vintage releases right now. A lot of vintage releases are coming out right now.
And that's right. No, I'm taking it to California, you know, to kind of elevate them and educate them about sound system. That's why I spend a lot of my time in California, places like the Dub Club and you know, your club and things like that.
Yeah.
And
Tijuana and down here in Southern California.
San Diego, a place I love the original music and things.
For
so,
sure.
Tijuana, Orthodox and everything. We tour Brazil, you know what I mean? With Marcos, Digital Dub. We tour, you know, Israel and all them places, you know, it's my last song, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, Joe, I've seen you've gone internationally, you've toured all over the place. I think the sound system is making another huge comeback.
The sound the young youth them know they love the sound system and they embrace the culture and they make it it's reach all Japan now all over.
Oh, every corner of the world has a reggae band or a sound system.
Before this coronavirus thing starts, I do my Asia tour when I go to Vietnam, and I go to Bangkok, and I go to Manila, Philippines. And Japan and the world works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing stuff. Now, we're talking about new releases, vintage releases coming out a lot. But Joe, you have a lot of new music coming out. You're working with a lot of sound systems in Europe. Tell us about some of your new releases. Tell us about some of your new music.
I work with King Shad in Europe, and I work with another different sound system.
King Silo, wicked sound system. They're great. They're original.
Alicolite and sound system. You know, see from Switzerland. You know what I mean? Genevieve, and I work with it, you know. A lot of different promoters right now in Europe. We have production ongoing right now about to release, and right now I have about 4 or 5 selection release right now on the market. You know what I mean? Where do we go from here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, where do we go from here with Rob Simeon? Amazing song. Killer.
Yeah.
Killer stuff.
Yeah, and I pushed the machine from Jewelry.
That one's wicked too.
Yeah, you know, see it? And I got the new single in Police from Nikolai and Iron Dub, you know, see it? Evidence Music.
Iron Dub's wicked. They're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah. I'm working along with great producers like Lion Dub, you know, see it in New York, you know, see it with Alaka. I work with doing a lot of different genre projects like Jungle.
Okay.
Dubstep, EM, and that's a different thing. So okay. I work with Daddy Freddy and Blackout J.A. in Europe.
Wicked. I love it. I love it. I love it, Joe, man. You are a real rub-a-dub soldier, a real general. Yeah. You know?
I try to keep it moving. I try to, like, stick with the youth them and see where the message and where the vibration, you know, see where they're thinking and what's going on, because I'm not keeping myself in a corner like I'm just like a pseudo one DJ or a treasure eye DJ. I try to be on different beats, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Some of you, I'm surprised when I draw Jungle in the Dance and DJ. It was going wild in Europe and in Asia.
Oh, for sure.
Oh my God, you know what I mean?
Yeah. People that love that genre and they hear you, it's like it's a perfect combination, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. it was going crazy, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
I got a big fan in Mexico, in North America, South America, and in Europe, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And in California side, that's my home away from home, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know. Yeah. World be free. In my place is Palm Springs, you know what I mean? Palm Springs, you know what I mean? And LA Dub Club. And
yeah,
San
you're
Diego.
A regular over there. Yeah, man.
Yeah, my place, man. I'm my club.
Yeah, man. Well, we've been knowing each other for a very long time. We've done so many shows together. It's been so fun.
He was one of the first person called us to represent the music and still represent the music in San Diego. We put the San Diego on the map.
Yeah, no. man.
Makeda
definitely did a lot of work. We have to give her enough respect. Yes. Yeah, but I remember our first show.
You keep it real and keep it going.
Yeah.
Until now, also Makeda. So, hats off to that, you guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, Joe, we love you so much. You know, before I let you go, I'm doing, I want to get your take on dub music. So, tell me what dub music means to you. And how? Just tell me what dub music means to you first.
Dub music is my life. You know what I mean? Because I know dub music is a different spiritual innovation. You know, it's not just a natural thing like that. Like regular music, dub music gives you a certain inspiration. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right now, you have the dub heads and you have the kids them. They get into dub music because that's the thing that transcends them into a higher level. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yes, I do know what you mean.
Someone have to be the dance in Europe or be the dance with a root sound system, with a real vibration, a real bass,
mm-hmm.
a real roots music with a message, and then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
exactly. Like Step, OBF. King Shiloh,
rough. Yeah, man.
Ja Tubbies,
Iration Steppas.
Yeah.
Josh Shaka, Channel One. Yeah, Channel One's wicked. Channel One is such a mellow, easy, cool Rasta man sound.
You have a lot of new room sound system and individual selector now who's really wicked too, because what they're doing, they make their own production and they vibe.
They're rough. The new guys are rough. Indica Dubs, ridiculous.
Yeah.
So good. Vibronics, amazing.
Shania Sound,
wicked.
You see what I'm saying?
Wicked. Those guys, I think these guys have the old school essence. Well, they try to build the old school essence with some new production, just keeping the old feel. I'm embracing this new sound system stuff that's coming out. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, man, and people, there's a culture in Japan and in North and South America.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's all over. It's a big wave of sound system that's coming. and we know about it because we can feel it, and we know how big
I mean,
it is.
We have to give credit to King Tubbies because King Tubbies was a man, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
No matter what a guy say, can't take Tubbies' legacy away. King Tubbies is a man. And all these dubstep, these jungle and everything coming from
King Tubbies.
King Tubbies style. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. I was talking to Matt Professor. I was talking to Matt Professor. So we were classifying the waves of dub. So the first wave of dub would be King Tubby and Lee Scratch and Errol Thompson.
Yeah.
And then the second wave would be Josh Chaka and Matt Professor.
You're talking the team now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then the third wave would be these new guys. Iron Dubs, Indica Dubs. Yeah.
They never change, they never switch. They live their life like that all through the years and innovate and recreate and elevate. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And you see what I'm saying? And keep it going. You know what I mean?
We have a couple dub producers here in San Diego that are doing amazing stuff that you're going to be hearing about.
I can link them up to
them. Oh, we're going to link you up. We're going to link you up, Joe. It's going to be Irie.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, I love you. Thank you so much for your time hanging out with us here on Bob Radio. And we'll be playing your music. We've been playing Push the Machine. I've been playing Where Do We Go From Here. Your tune with Tristan Palmer. Played that like crazy for 420. So we definitely love you, and we support you here in San Diego like crazy, you know?
Okay. Give thanks to all the people in Radio Land and all my fans and the air conditioner and whatever. See? Rastafari, one love, you know, one word prayer, you know? And just world health. And the social distancing, I can't wait to everything change because I can't wait to see my fans again and perform with them and interact with them. So I'm suffocating right now, but I'm keeping strong and keeping alive by the Most High, Jehovah Safari. It's an honor, you know what I mean? Blessed love to keep on.
Blessed.